And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, while most academic research aims to protect children, the University of Minnesota's latest project takes a different approach, recruiting five-year-olds for $60 sessions, playing with anatomically detailed transgender dolls involving interchangeable genitalia. University administrators who typically celebrate their research initiatives have gone mysteriously silent when asked about paying kindergartners to experiment with swappable body parts. The pattern of targeting children continues in California classrooms, where one father discovered his child's assignment, stand in a circle and role play coming out as gay or lesbian. School officials executed a carefully choreographed response, first denying it was part of the curriculum, then admitting it was official content, before finally settling on telling parents they didn't simply grasp the importance of sexual orientation theater for minors. Disney's Pixar division briefly joined this trend before an unusual outbreak of common sense led them to delete a transgender storyline from their upcoming children's series Win or Lose. The entertainment giant suddenly remembered that parents might want to guide such conversations themselves. In Massachusetts, Newton High School has taken this same agenda to new heights themselves, transforming the week before Christmas into a celebration of Queer Jeopardy, where teachers share their experiences as queer educators. And when parents questioned why the birth of Christ needed a Pride Week overlay, the superintendent offered a masterclass in modern leadership by deleting her social media account and vanishing from the conversation. The Alliance Defending Freedom, fresh off winning major liberty cases, has spotted a new threat: bureaucrats partnering with corporations to filter what Americans can say online. Their new Center for Free Speech launches just as California decides even political satire needs government approval. A Canadian woman just won $10,000 from Shoppers Drug Mart after being denied her asthma inhaler because she lowered her mask while she struggled to breathe. The Human Rights Tribunal ruled that perhaps denying medication to someone gasping for air wasn't the best interpretation of public health guidance. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to receive the National Pro-Life Recognition Award for helping defeat Amendment 4, which would have expanded abortion access in Sunshine State. And as Bidenomics enters its victory lap, retailers have announced over 7,100 store closures through November, a mere 69% increase from last year. Economic experts assure us that this is just normal down cycle that has absolutely nothing to do with any particular administration's policies. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And as always, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.